all the towns, I understand lots of them, was named from the Indians that live here. Other towns of this little county besides Cherokee include Ball Ground, which was derived from the Indians' pastime, ball playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they played ball. They played ball. And every year in the early spring, they invite those folks back here for their celebration.
The Indians?
Yes, sir. They come down from Cherokee, North Carolina, up there in Brysonville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Up there at the Cherokee Indian Reservation, they come down here and help to celebrate.
Oh, have you ever been up to that?
Yes, we've been up there, and you know, it's just a little wide space in the road, and you can't hardly get through, but they really do have a bay.
I bet they do. I'd love to go
and
see.
And they're
that.
Real proud of that.
I'm sure they are.
Yes,
well, now, Cherokee County was named after the Indians.
Yes, was named after the Indian, the Cherokee Indians. Woodstock, I understand, it was one of the name one of the Indian tribes.
Woodstock.
Yes, and Holly Springs and Woodstock, Waleski, and the, as I already said, you know, Waleski is the home of Reinhardt College here. And Sequoia, an Indian named Sequoia, he started the first alphabet, the first Indian alphabet.
Really?
That's right.
And he was in this area?
And he lived in this area. I don't know whether he, I suppose he was born and raised to be a pretty good size till he went back to the reservation.
And he started the alphabet.
Really
interesting.
The people of Cherokee County are not only proud of the history of the past, but we're looking forward to the future. Now, we have Holbrook Campground in the northeast corner of this county. It's over 100 years old, but they've been holding camp meeting there. Uh-huh. We still go back to the campground.
Uh-huh.
I enjoy it very much.
Oh, I bet you do.
We really do have some good meeting. It's not just of one denomination, you know what I mean? Of all the churches and of all the denominations come under one roof. They used to have cabins up there. Well, it used to start in the old Brush Arbor days. You remember, you've heard Grandmother talk about the old Brush Arbor days.
What is it?
It was where they took and put trees on top to keep out the sun, build a big scaffold of a thing. Arbor-like, and put trees over the top to keep out the sun.
I've never heard of that.
Yes, and then they built this...
Did they do that when you went?
Now, I have been to a Brush Arbor. When I was a child, I went to a Brush Arbor because they were few and far between, you know what I mean? And I had been at campground back just before they built this, I'd call it a tent-like that they built up there now, that it seats everybody, you know what I mean? They build it bigger and larger. Of course, it's enlarged over here. As I say, they've been holding meetings in that for over 100 years. And I know my father, and probably his father, has enjoyed that a many a day after they came here. You know what I mean?
Now, where is that from here?
That's in the northeast corner of Cherokee County. And it's not too far up there. It's just a good drive up there.
And why didn't y'all just meet?
Well, the people that lived in the that lives up there in those cabins, I think there are a lot of them owned privately now. They come from all over Georgia to go there to this camp meeting because you see lots of them. Their forefathers went to meeting there. Maybe their grandmother and their grandfather, and they come back here to camp meeting days. They enjoy that up there. And they have the tables in the back of those cabins, built in the back of those cabins where they put all the fried chicken and the good homemade loaf bread, this, that, and the other. And I said, you really do eat
That's the best
and enjoy yourself. That's right.